Earth and Sky.
This is not the end of NASA. This is not the end of NASA's manned space program, which is what a lot of people have been saying on the web and elsewhere. I see this as a shakeup that is actually pretty important and may very well be needed desperately by NASA right now.
You're listening to Phil Plait. Many of you already know him as the Bad Astronomer blogger of DiscoverMagazine.com, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. We called Phil in early February of 2010, the day after the release of the new NASA budget, which includes sweeping changes to NASA's previously proposed moon program and more. Here's Bad Astronomer Phil Plait with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Plait, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
What's important for people listening right now to know about President Obama's proposed budget for NASA in 2011? What's going on here?
There's actually quite a bit of important stuff to think about. First of all, this is President Obama's proposed NASA budget. This has to be cleared by Congress before it can be enacted, and it's unlikely that Congress is going to do that without a huge amount of compromise. So everything in that budget can be taken with a pretty good grain of salt. Another thing is that this is not the end of NASA. This is not the end of NASA's manned space program, which is what a lot of people have been saying on the web and elsewhere. I see this as a shakeup that is actually pretty important and may very well be needed desperately by NASA right now. NASA is a great organization, and I want to separate out some of the administrative and political decisions from the people themselves who are working there. This is the NASA that put rovers on Mars, which lasted 25 times their warranty and are still working. NASA that put Cassini space probe in orbit around Saturn, that launched Hubble, that put men on the moon. But, you know, NASA is also a government agency, and so sometimes it acts like a government agency, and there's political winds that shift and all of that. And so ever since Apollo and the space shuttle and the space station, NASA's focus has not been on deep space exploration, putting people back on the moon, putting people into space habitats, exploring the solar system with people as opposed to robots, which is something I think is pretty important. President Obama's proposed budget will do this. It's actually canceling the Constellation rocket program and encouraging NASA to go out and look for something that can be done possibly more efficiently. The Constellation program, which is this new group of rockets, is over budget, behind schedule, has all sorts of technological problems. And so personally, I don't think that was the right decision to make to go with Constellation. But now what Obama is saying is we need to shake this up. We need to look into other things. We need to send more money to private space companies, which are showing a pretty good track record of getting into space. And hopefully that will put us on the right track to put people back into space. It may take longer, but in the long run, it's the right thing to do.
Tell us more about your thoughts on the role of the U.S. as we look to the future of human spaceflight.
The United States has always been one of the leading examples, of course, of space exploration. NASA is sort of a shining star here. Along with the Soviet Union back in during the early days of the space race, the Soviet Union put the first man into space and it broke a lot of records. But the United States basically took a series of small steps. Instead of trying to grab headlines, they literally were concentrating more on the technology and the ability of doing what it needed to put men on the moon, and that included putting people into orbit, docking two spaceships, and doing things like that. And so as the Soviets were more interested in sort of the headlines, the United States was marching forward, and that it really worked, and it put us on the moon first. But after that, political decisions, basically Congress and the president, they were more interested in the space shuttle, cheap access to space. The problem is the space shuttle became a political toy and got bigger and more complicated and more expensive and never was really the cheap access to space, the space truck that it was sold as. And then the space station was going to be our big orbiting experimental lab, and it was going to be this great thing where we could learn about long-term exposure to space and do science in space, and then that became a political football. And so it's huge and bloated and is not really capable of doing science. We've learned a huge amount from the space station, but right now as it stands, it's not doing a whole lot of science. So the U.S. role here, I think we've kind of lost our way. We haven't put people out of low Earth orbit in 40 years. And it's time we do that again. one part of Obama's plan is to actually expand the space station, to be able to make it do more science, to extend its lifespan right now, which ends at 2016, but to extend it to 2020, do more science, add more things to it. I'm all for that. We've already spent over $100 billion on the space station. If we can spend a few hundred million more and make it do something scientific, make it really useful for the exploration of space, then hey, you know, I'm behind that. And the idea of scrapping Constellation, you know, we've already spent something like $9 billion on these rockets. But is it bad money after good at this point, or good money after bad, or however you want to say, maybe it's just bad money after bad? Constellation, I don't think, was the way to get to space. Once the shuttle's retired, the end of this year, or possibly into next year if there are any delays, there was going to be a long gap before we could get back into space. What this new budget says is we're going to give private space companies, SpaceX, Bigelow, and other groups like that, a lot of money to develop their abilities to put men into space, I should say humans into space, men and women into space, to cover that gap. And I think that's a fine idea, and that's I think, looking to the future better than the course NASA has been on for the past few years.
Tell us more about this reliance by NASA that's being proposed by Obama in this budget for private industry to develop things, to do the research and development of things like space docking, life support systems, these robotics that you're speaking of earlier. What is this shift that might happen?
Well, in one sense, this isn't that big of a shift, because United Launch Alliance, which is a group composed of several big contractors, they're the ones who are launching the Deltas and Atlases, the unmanned rockets that NASA's using now for a lot of access to space. And, of course, they're contractors that build the shuttle. And so these private space companies like SpaceX, for example, it's not that big of a shift to say, let's rely on them more. It's not like NASA, this wholly owned federal agency, is building these rockets all by themselves. Of course, they're going to outside help to do it. So it's not like this is a huge world shift in this case. But in fact, I think what's going on, what's interesting to me, is that these are smaller companies. They're more flexible companies. SpaceX, when it was trying to launch its Falcon 1 rocket, an orbital rocket, had a problem with one of the fuel tanks literally seconds before launch. This was last year. And when I heard that the launch was delayed, I thought, oh, well, that's it. They'll try again in a couple of days. And in fact, it was just hours later that they were able to identify the problem, fix it, and launch. NASA can never do that with the shuttle. It always takes days to turn around the shuttle after a launch is scrubbed. And so the fact that these companies are leaner, faster, quicker on their feet is something that I think is really important in being able to do stuff like this. If there's some sort of emergency in space, you want an ability like that. So I'm really excited that they're doing this. And they're within a few years of putting men into space. They have to be able to design some of their launch hardware. They have to rebuild it, some of it, reconfigure it a little bit to convert it from cargo to being able to put humans on it. But when all is said and done, they're predicting that by 2014, they'll be putting people into space, into orbit, and being able to put crews onto the space station. I think that's fantastic.
You've been listening to Dr. Phil Plate, who writes the Bad Astronomy blog for DiscoverMagazine.com. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.